Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Finolex Industries Limited Q2 FY19 earnings conference call hosted by Investec India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aditya Bhartia. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Aman. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Investec India, I welcome you all to Finolex Industries Q2 FY19 conference call. We have with us the senior management team of Finolex Industries. We have Mr. Sanjay Mat, Managing Director, and Mr. Anil Wabi, Director of Finance and CFO. We will start with the initial comments from the management and follow it up with Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Hello, good morning, everyone. I welcome you on behalf of Finolex Industries to this Q2 FY19 investor conference call. I'll give you the highlights. The sales volume of PVC pipes and fittings was at 45,000 metric tons, which is slightly lower than the last quarter in FY18, which is lower by about 4.2%. Whereas on the sales volume of PVC resin has grown up by 7.2% to 43,000 tons against 40,000 tons last quarter in FY18. The total revenue has grown to 5.4 billion. Actually, it is 542 crores against last quarter in last year. It was 480 crores. So there is a rise of about 14.2% over the last year. The PAT has grown to 0.8 billion. Actually, it is about 77 crores, which is 170% higher than the last quarter of the last year. So that was only 28 crores. So there is a growth of 170% on PAT. The EBITDA for the company as a whole is up by 151% to 124 crores against only 49 crores in the last year in the same quarter. I think I need not say that PVC resin as well as pipe segment have continued to perform well in this particular quarter. And when we compare this on last quarter, particularly for the pipe segment, the growth looks to be lower at 5.1%, but it is higher than the last year's growth in the same quarter of 3.2%. Whereas the PVC resin segment, the growth in EBITDA is about 29.5% against last year's 13.7%. Now, the reason for this is that pre-monsoon buying of raw material of PVC resins has helped in improved results in this particular quarter. Now, on the power plant sector, because of the low generation and the increase in the coal prices, international prices, there has been a small loss on the captive power plant. I think these are the highlights. I will leave it open to your questions to all the investors. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Shriram from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. Sir, regarding your PVC segment, the margins seem to be at an all-time high and at about 30%. So can you just take me through what has happened? You know, if I look at the last year, we've been hovering around 13-18%, and suddenly, you know, the last three quarters have been really good for us. So just want to understand what is happening as far as the PVC resin prices are concerned. How is it these margins are good and they are sustainable or not?
Actually, the EDC prices have internationally fallen in last year. And they have been on a level of around $200-$250 per ton.
Okay.
Whereas PVC prices have remained around $950 to $1,000. Over and above that, dollar has appreciated and rupee has depreciated. So there is a delta of, you know, this correction on dollar to rupee equation. So both together, they have increased the total margin on the PVC sector.
Okay. So will there be any necessary to, you know, cut the realization, or realization you are saying will fall because in line with the EDC prices? Or they are bound to be like this for the full year?
I think now that the EDC prices are coming up, you know, so delta between PVC and EDC is slowly coming down. So it will not remain the same margins for the next two quarters. We don't expect that. We cannot predict how much it will be, but it is not at the same level. So there is hardening of EDC prices.
But, you know, have you seen the same kind of situation when the EDC prices have fallen and we have maintained the PVC prices? Or this is a one-off case. How is it happening, sir? Can you just, you know, briefly highlight the demand-supply scenario or mismatch as to how there is a mismatch between the EDC and PVC?
I think both the sectors are a little different. They are not following the same type of a dynamics. EDC follows the dynamics of caustic chlorine, whereas PVC follows the dynamics of maybe the ethylene prices. Now, EDC following the caustic demand, you know, caustic hardened last year, and that is why, you know, caustic was somewhere around $600 plus $650 also, and
okay.
And that made production of chlorine and. It has only one way to go is EDC. And so there was EDC glut in the market, and then EDC prices have fallen. So if the caustic hardens, then EDC softens. So there is a different dynamics for EDC. Whereas PVC is controlled in a different market segment. And that is why PVC remained same, whereas EDC is fluctuating. Now caustic is coming down, EDC is hardening. So this is how it will go, you know.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. I'll join the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chintan Sheth from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for taking my question, sir. On the pipe realization, we are seeing both Supreme's as well as ours realization at almost 103 per kg for you and 124 Supreme. How industry is being behaving with such a high piping prices currently, and what do you think will close this year?
No, PVC, because of rise in PVC prices compared to last year, the prices of pipes have gone up. It
okay.
is not that in isolation the pipes prices have gone up. To a certain extent, in our case, we have corrected prices which were a little lower last year, so realizations are slightly better on that account also. That is why, compared to last year, the margin is better in PVC segment. But otherwise, except for this correction, there has been no price increase in the pipe segment.
It's basically, we have been able to, our industry has been able to increase the prices as our input prices increase.
No, see, in our case, one change is because of any movement in PVC prices, we have been passing on, and so does the industry.
Okay.
And another is, because we had we were pitching for higher volumes last year, the prices were slightly lower last year for us compared to a year earlier, FY17.
Right.
That correction has been happening in past few quarters. That is why you see this higher realizations.
Okay. Have we covered the entire the price differential last year?
That is happening progressively in small steps.
Okay. So there is still more room for us to get back to our pre-17 level, pre-GST level.
Normal level, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And sir, on the capacity, where are we right now on the pipe side, in terms of volumes?
Capacity, we are building up every year at least 10% to 15%. In 2017, we were at 2,90,000 tons.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 lakh, in year 18, we were about 330,000 tons. And now this year, in 2019, we will be touching around 370,000 tons.
Okay, we are in progress, sir. Okay, right.
So almost 10% to 15% every year, we are adding capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also increasing our product SKUs, particularly on fittings.
Right. And so, as you mentioned in the opening remark, that better profitability was driven by preemptive raw material buildup of the March and April. That has helped us to report a better margin this quarter. And you also mentioned that that the trend has been reversing on the EDC side, and we might see some pressure on the raw materials coming back to us. So how do we build in terms of raw material, like most of the margin increase this quarter was driven primarily because of the gross margin expansion. Do you see this trend reversing back to 60% of sales or more than that in the second half, or there is still some margin benefit we can accrue because?
See, one thing I can tell you, that PVC sector may see a margin squeeze, but on the other hand, on the pipes and fittings, we will have a volume growth, which is coming after monsoon. So
right.
there will be increased volume, will bring in some better margins also for pipes and fittings.
Right.
So it may be at crossroads, you know, that this is going down, that is going up. So maybe we will see that we'll still maintain margins overall.
So first half margin can be sustainable overall, I'm seeing, even though...
We can't predict all those things, but at least it may go down to an extent, because PVC resin contributes higher.
Right.
But there will be some kind of a recovery from pipes and fittings.
Sure, sir. Sure. Thanks, and all the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Just wanted to check first on the CPVC volume. How was it for the quarter as compared to the last year same quarter?
CPVC volume. This quarter CPVC total is about 2,000 tons.
Okay.
Whereas last quarter was 1,700, and last year the same quarter was 1,400. So there is 600 tons more in this particular year on year. And even on quarter to quarter, it is about 3,000 tons more. Now, going ahead with 2,000 in this particular monsoon season also, I think CPVC 2,000 per quarter, we see a good growth over the last years. Last year was only 4,000 tons in an overall year. So there is a growth in the PVC sector.
And could you help us with the revenue number as well, sir, similarly?
Revenue number is 53 crores for CPVC in this quarter.
Okay. And last year same quarter?
Last year same was 36 crores. So about 17 crores, 18 crores was higher.
Understood.
There is about 44% growth in revenue.
Got it. And in terms of the pipes and fittings business, is there any inventory gain or anything of that sort in the current quarter?
In pipes fittings, there's not much change.
Not much change.
No.
Understood. And in terms of the margins, typically second quarter is the low quarter for us in terms of seasonality, right?
Yes.
So from here on, you did indicate that the volume will pick up and hence there will be margin improvement. But in terms of your discounts, I mean, as you highlighted that you were pushing higher volume, have we gone back to the pre-discount levels or the discounts are still continuing and hence there is
we have almost recovered all those discounts more or less as the PVC prices went up last year, you know. We have passed on whenever there are PVC prices going down, we don't reduce it. Wherever they are going up, we pass it on to it. So that is how we have started recovering our discounts overall in the last 1 year.
Got it. And just last question, in terms of the volume growth outlook, how do you see the full year and how is the plumbing on the construction segment playing out?
I think plumbing and the non-agri segment is growing much faster than agri segment. I will say that whatever shortfall we have seen in this quarter, that there is a degrowth of about 3-4%, which will be recovered in next two quarters. Very clearly that we can see the trend even in October itself is quite encouraging to us. And year on year, on October, we have grown much better. So I think that excites us that, yes, we will be able to maintain our predicted growth rate about double digits in overall year.
Understood. Just last clarification, sir, if we look at what Supreme has reported, a 7% kind of a volume growth, is it the case largely explained by the agri, or you think there could be a somewhat market share loss as well?
We can't say what Supreme has done, but because they have much bigger basket in terms of various other industrial products and other products.
No, I was comparing the same pipe and fitting, sir.
For us, I think we will see that in next two quarters we will make up.
I can't
say about Supreme and why we are.
Or maybe in other words, if I could ask, is that the industry decline you see in the first quarter, or the industry could be flattish and we had a marginal dip which we will recover?
I think the monsoon has been much aggressive in first 2 months, June, okay. July, and up to the middle of August, and later on it has been scanty. Now at that time the demand last year was better, you know, because the monsoon was delayed last year.
Right.
So the demand for pipes last year was better in July, August, whereas this year it was poor. And that is how the second quarter results in agri particularly have been lower than last year. I think now once the monsoon is over and I think the monsoon withdrawal is complete, the demand for agri pipes will definitely grow.
Got it. Great, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Chheda from Enam Holdings. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Good set of numbers. Your fittings as a percentage of overall sales, what's the target there over the next 2-3 years? It has been hovering around 10-odd%. So how is it expected to increase over a period of time?
I think we are increasing our SKU also on fittings, and so the percentage of fittings to pipes is slowly increasing. At present, we are in this quarter about 10% of the pipes, which was last quarter was 8.5%. So there is an increase which can be seen. So we also are trying to increase our SKUs and giving the offerings to the customer so that the total fittings component in our total product slate should go up.
Right. And so what's your pipe volume target for this FY19?
Last year we made 252. I think we will be making at least a double digit on that.
Okay. Thank you. And best of luck. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ronald Dalal from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good morning, sir. So I just wanted to ask you, you have mentioned in your analyst presentation that you're following cash and carry, but is that the same for CPVC?
I think for all products.
Except CPVC, yes, we did start with a credit period of 30 days, which continues.
Okay, so CPVC is still on credit period, right? 30 days.
30 days credit period we are giving for CPVC only.
Okay, okay. Sir, but usually like CPVC demand should be better, right? I mean, I assume. So then how
but
come we are...
Our base is so small, so you see good growth, but it's a small volume that we are doing.
Right, right, right. So this is to incentivize probably?
And be with the market, because that is how the market functions in there.
Okay, great. Yeah, my previous questions were already answered, so thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, on this the spread side, I understand that PVC EDC cross was approximately $600 or $650 for you in this quarter. Is that in the correct assessment?
At present, it is about 600 and in quarter two was 641. Presently, it is still lower.
Presently, it's about 550 somewhere or around
560.
Okay. So now you've been buying the EDC in month of September, or probably at another price which was prevalent in month of August. And as that get consumed, the spread will normalize to the large extent.
Yes, it will be the new spread. Yes, but presently, you know, we always buy at a IHS price of last 1 month moving average.
Okay, fine, sir. Sir, how do we decide that on the, because we have seen historically there is some variation that sometime you go for a VCM route and sometime you go for, and more is coming from the VCM to PVC route and sometimes more is from the EDC to PVC route. Is there any way that investors can take a call on that, or it's only in hindsight we will come to know that?
I think we always maximize our whatever capacity we have for VCM in EDC route. So there we always work out the maximum. So there is nothing, no change in this type of thing, make or buy. VCM availability will decide how much VCM to PVC will be. We also maximize whatever available VCM and make it to PVC. So we depending on VCM availability, the total quantum will vary from 250 to 270.
I got it, sir.
So we always maximize production. There is nothing like, you know, it is not the price variation.
Sir, now on the fitting side, pipe side of the business, and there were a few questions in the earlier also. But just one thing, from a state perspective, which state is doing well for you in this particular season? Because some of the states got impacted, particularly Maharashtra, which is your largest state, got impacted. There is some drought kind of situation in certain district. Is there the impact of the slower monsoon will be visible more in the coming quarters on your pipe volume?
I think normally what we see is all the rain shadow states, and where there is a rain somewhere around 500 to 800 millimeters. These are the states where you use the groundwater, and that is the state for the agricultural pipes. So the main market is Maharashtra, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, and Gujarat. And now the growing markets are MP and Andhra. whereas North India has got surface water, and there there is hardly any sale for agriculture pipes. It is more on real estate and construction. So it is non-agri pipes in Northern India. Eastern India also has got more water availability, but there is a growth in agriculture sector also. But Eastern India as a overall has lower size. Whereas South, particularly Tamil Nadu and Karnataka, are the major states where you have more agriculture crops. On the non-agri sector, it is all geographically distributed depending on the city and urbanization. And there are many cities which are there, which are now coming into a smart city level. So the growth is widespread. It is not specific to any region as such. It is more specific to metros and tier one cities.
Sir, so on the pipe side, as earlier mentioned, your realization moved up almost 12 rupees per kg, partly because there is more volume coming from the non-agri segment. But in the same segment-wise, if I look at on an EBIT level, on EBIT side, the per kg, if I look at, it has come down. So why I think I'm saying on realization it moved by almost 12 rupees per kg, but on EBIT per kg has come down from 8.5 to 5.3.
This is
I understand that non-agri is a more profitable business for us.
No, this is mainly because of lower volumes during the quarter.
It's more about the operating leverage which has played out. So I think what could be the rational number one could look at, because historically we have seen a lot of volatility. The year previous year was there was a significant discount which was prevailed. Then again discount dried up and the margin improved. So what could be the steady number one the investor can look and work around that side?
See, if you've seen earlier, this margin was about 8 to 9% in the pipe segment. So with the price correction happening on annual basis, this is the number that we will get.
Okay, so I think 8 to 9% is in a fair bit of number to work around.
Yes, today yes.
Okay, but sir, I think with the CPVC, which I understand is in a higher margin products, we've been trying to focus on the fitting. Even in this quarter, the fitting volume has gone by almost 10% compared to the decline in the overall pipe volume. Doesn't this mix should change faster, or is it like will take a lot of time to improve the mix and show the profitability?
No, the impact will be small because those volumes are very low.
Okay. And so the last question is on the exchange rate side. Earlier we used to have those whenever the rupee depreciate, we got that foreign exchange hit on our books, right? Now, this quarter it was not there. So I think if you just can explain that the hedging mechanism, because we import entire our EDC and VCM on a dollar basis from the outside. So will you get any hit because of this foreign currency movement now?
No, see, we have explained it earlier also. Because of import parity pricing of PVC, we have this natural hedge working for us.
Okay.
So we are not taking any artificial hedges.
Okay. So currently you are not doing any hedges as of now for the to cover your import?
We are covered by this natural hedge. We don't have to. And we don't take it.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Ghosh from DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Most of my questions are answered. Just one thing. In terms of now, whatever PVC resin that we require, we would have, because of the capacity expansion and because of higher growth, we would have largely consumed that. So are we looking at also capacity expansion on that side?
On PVC resin side, we are not looking at any expansion in near future.
It will
take some time.
Sure. And what would be our overall capex for FY19 and 20 and break up of into which segments?
It will be another 75 crores.
75 crores.
75 crores to 100 crores will come in this year also. And it will be all from internal accrual. It will not be from any loans.
Sure. Okay. Thank you so much for answering my questions and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nehal Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, couple of questions. One is, what is your target for CPVC pipes in terms of tonnage, and what has been the volumes for the first half?
Volumes in the first half are around 4,000 tons. And we expect the same momentum to continue. So you can now predict how much it will be for the year.
Right. Okay. And sir, another question is more on the strategy side. So traditionally, our brand has always been the strongest brand in the agri space. It's the only brand which is supported by cash and carry model. Plus, any farmer would be more keen to own a brand like Phenolics. It's a brand of strong repute. Plus, it was always been available in the market at a premium. What actually changed to what led to change in strategy, wherein we started cutting prices and went for volumes? And how would we believe as if this would not come in since we again started coming back to pricing premium or say increasing our prices? What would give us confidence as to you wouldn't do this again in the near future?
I think it's a marketing strategy. You know that Phenolex brand as such is having a unspecified sentiment,
right,
of quality and trust. And that trust is not only on the product and the quality of the products that we sell, but it is a relationship we build with our customers.
Absolutely.
And that is how we are able to maintain our brand value. We don't compromise on quality in any way, and we don't use, the formulation is so strictly controlled that our products are always giving a better result to the customer.
Absolutely. Like it's the best quality brand available in the market. Again, you sell it at your own thing. You sell it without giving any credit, and still farmers would want to buy your pipe at any point in time. That is where my question is as to what was the strategy in terms of you cutting down prices in the agri segment. There was, so prima facie, there's no need of doing that because you already were a strong brand. What led to the strategy?
See, Nehal, last year, is because of this only that we got 20% volume growth.
Right. And
from that higher base, now we are trying to grow in the current year, where we will see possibly by the year end double-digit growth.
Sure.
So the only objective was to gain on volume when there was some issues in the market with the GST and demon and all that.
Hmm.
So that objective was achieved in terms of volume growth.
But sir, as you would know that tinkering with prices generally with the dealers doesn't happen that easily. So once you cut down on price, it takes long time for prices to again.
But you have seen this correction in happening in last three quarters, wherein this better realizations have resulted in the margins coming back slowly to normal.
Hmm.
So it is happening. I mean, it is. We said it will happen progressively, and it is happening.
Right. Fine. So I was only like puzzled because 3 years back also we did the same exercise again. And again, we are doing the same. So that was the only observation which I had.
Yeah, but then within a short period of time, prices do come back to normal.
Okay, so it doesn't take much time for prices to correct and again start moving up.
Yes.
Fine. Great, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harshit Dhoot from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Congratulations on the good set of numbers. Just few questions from my side. Our EDC to PVC route capacity is around 141,500 ton around. So how much of EDC we need to manufacture this?
We don't manufacture EDC from ethylene.
No, how much of EDC we need to manufacture PVC from EDC to PVC route? Can you please quantify it?
About 830 kg per ton of VCM.
means around 116,000 metric ton, right? If we operate at 100% capacity utilization.
So we buy something like 130 KT of EDC every year.
Okay. And what is the cost proportion of EDC to the total raw material cost?
Total raw material cost. Raw material cost, main thing is ethylene and EDC only. Ethylene.
What is the percentage of EDC to the total raw material cost?
Just a minute. The EDC is 400 to this. Around $300 will be EDC plus ethylene will be around $250. So,
and in percentage, you may say it is around 50% of total raw material cost?
No, 30% will be...
50% of raw material cost, yes, you can say that.
Okay, sir. And how much of PVC we used to purchase in this quarter, sir?
PVC, we have only one small MOU with Reliance. And
yeah.
We buy it for our Baroda plant. From Reliance in Gujarat. So there we buy about 2,000 tons a month.
2,000 tons a month.
Yeah.
We used to sell on cash to on cash basis on and only in CP.
It is economical for us to buy it at local level at Gujarat.
Yeah, I got it, sir. And now in working capital side, we are selling only on cash basis except on CPVC side. But the debtors days has been increased by around 10 days from the FY18 ending. So is just because of the we increased the days for CPVC sales, or what was the reason behind it?
No, we are trying to enter into the projects also. So okay. In projects mainly it is for CPVC and SWR. So in some projects we do give credit, and apart from that, wherever there is an LC or bank guarantee available from the dealer or customer, we do provide certain credit. So if you see number of days, it is not, the change is not much.
Okay. So what is the overall working capital cycle days stood at the end of 1HFY19?
See, on inventories, in PVC segment, we carry almost 100 days of inventory, because imported inventory we always carry of 2 months, raw material.
Yeah. And pipes and fittings?
It is about 30 to 40 days.
That helps, sir. Okay, so can you please give me the figure of the PVC purchase for this quarter that we used to for Masar plant?
So that is about 5,000-6,000 tons a quarter.
See, this is a contractual purchase, so we have to maintain. Otherwise, we also can supply PVC internally, particularly in monsoon season.
Okay, sir. Okay, thanks. And the last question is, PVC prices are going down. So, so as you used to say that we have to pass on the PVC prices in plastic pipes and fitting segment. So can we see this trend going forward as PVC prices are going down and the pipes and fittings prices will also correct, or we would maintain the same prices of the last quarter?
I think as the PVC prices are going down, the rupee has also depreciated. So on the rupee terms, there has been a small change in terms of PVC pricing in domestic market. That is one. Secondly, we also are correcting our price discounts. And whenever there is a downside of the PVC price, we don't pass on the entire thing and we will recover our discounts. That's it. So slowly we are increasing our, and we will try to maintain the margins. This is how we are working at present.
Okay, sir. And last side, our current investment increased to around 1.9 billion. So means extra the cash we are generating, we are investing in mutual funds kind of thing, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravi Mehta from Deep Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So can you quantify the inventory gain in the PVC resin segment in this quarter?
No, it is not possible.
Okay.
Not and possible to quantify.
Okay, because I believe you were sitting on low-cost inventory.
Yes, yes. So that is why you see better performance.
Yeah, which may not there in the next in this quarter.
because of contraction in the spreads.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and another question was that a normalized EBIT in the pipe segment, you guided around 8 to 9%. Internally, don't you look it as a absolute rupee per kg kind of a number, or you look at percentage?
So if you look at rupee also, it is absolute rupee is also about 8 to 8.5 rupees a kg.
Yeah,
that's what we look at.
Okay, so going by the strategy of correcting the discounts, are we still 3-4 quarters away, completing the correction in discounts and getting back to that 8-9 rupee a kg bit? Is that a fair sense?
I don't know how many quarters, but progressively, if you see, it has been happening past 3-4 quarters. So.
Yeah. I believe last quarter again there was an inventory gain in PVC pipe, which is why we saw that number coming in.
See, this gain or loss would happen normally whenever the PVC prices change. So unless they change very drastically, this is a small thing which keeps on happening every time. You know that PVC prices keep on changing. May change 4 times or 7 times in a quarter.
Yeah, so I'm just talking a normalized margin of 8-9 rupee a kg is maybe 3-4 quarters away kind of a...
So that's what I said. I do not know how many quarters, but yes, we will see coming back to that level.
Okay. And one thing you mentioned that you're trying to get into projects. So is this done directly or through dealers?
Through dealers, always.
Okay. And it's only for these projects you may extend some credit?
Yes.
Against a guarantee or something? Okay, and lastly, I heard you in the call that you would not pass on if there is a PVC price fall in the pipe segment, and you will pass on the rise in prices. So
No. It is not that entire thing will not be passed on. That is how we progressively improve. So if there is a 2 rupee fall, we may reduce the pipe prices by 1 rupee 50 paise or 1 rupee 75 paise.
Okay. To correct the discounts. Okay.
Yes.
So does it mean that even the discount correction is going a bit slow in the sense that you're a little cautious when you're passing on the increase or decrease?
No. So it cannot happen in a single jerk. So sure. If you see, that is how it has been happening in past 3-4 quarters. So slowly we are trying to bring back the prices to normal and the margin to the normal level.
Okay. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhiral Shah from Asit C. Mehta. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir, and congratulations for the good set of numbers. Sir, I wanted to know, sir, where do you see this PVC-EDC spread, settling out finally?
Can't predict.
So this 560 you see?
You see, historically, it could be 550 to 600 as an average. It can go up to 700 also. Like PVC prices run between 900 to 1000. EDC prices somewhere around 300 to 400. Maybe 350 is normal.
Okay, so you feel, this 560 per dollar could be settling out, at current level only, maybe in future?
Most likely it will be a normal average delta.
Okay. And so secondly, last year we have done, CPVC revenue of around 147 crore. So this year we are targeting about 200 crore, right? Looking at the 53 crore run rate?
147 crore we did last year, yes.
Yeah. So this quarter we have done 53 crore. So you said, around 8,000 ton. And so we 53 into 4.
Yeah, if you extrapolate it linearly, yes.
Okay. So, again, we are increasing our capacity by almost 10 to 15%. So, how much is the CPVC capacity?
The CPVC and PVC are fungible. So, there is,
okay.
Crude barrel part of it, which is different. So, whatever we expand in the PVC, CPVC also can be manufactured with a slight change. That's all.
Okay. So, what is the target for CPVC for next year, FY20?
We have been growing at 40% because the base is very small, and we have done about 2,000 tons this quarter. Last year we did about 6,000 tons, and so this percentage-wise, it will look very large, And so today we have a capacity of 20,000 tons, which we would like to achieve, say, in the next couple of years.
Okay. And sir, what is the contribution from the Plazone side? So what was the, you know, contribution in first half?
Contribution says, no, we don't consolidate. It's only consolidated in the year end.
Okay. So how was the performance, what, in micro-irrigation?
Yeah, they are growing slowly. They are not so aggressive. I think last year they did about 340 crores. Yeah, the sales was about 340 crores.
Okay.
PAT was about 17 crores.
Okay. So this year, do you feel, you know, double-digit kind of a growth?
Last year, the revenue growth was about 11%. So that should be.
Okay. And so this 8 to 9% EBIT margin in, let's say, PVC pipes and fittings, that is in near term, right? But what is the long term target?
We are, of course, I mean, the target is to improve that further, you know, with the increase in the fittings proportion and CPVC. But then what happens is even our agri part will move up. The demand for agri sector also is so huge. The normal pipes and fittings also, pipes also will go up. So while we are targeting improvement in fittings and CPVC, and again with the volume growth, there would be operating margins would be better. Yes, so we are looking at increasing that. Let's see how it pans out.
Okay. And so lastly, sir, what will be your FY20 capex?
Now, FY20, normally it will be around between, you know, slightly lower than 100 crores, between 80 to 100 crores is what.
So next year also we are targeting to increase our capacity by around 15%?
Yeah, if we are growing pipes in by double digit, we have to increase the pipe capacity also in double digit every year. So it could be in one shot, it could be like an organic growth every year.
So then why we are not expanding in PVC resin capacity then?
PVC resin capacity is very capital intensive and there are uncertainties across about the feedstocks.
Okay. Understood, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Abhijit Sinha from Pi Square. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir. I just wanted to understand that you were saying that the pricing will get normalized and thus the margins would progressively improve. Apart from this, do we see any other ways we can improve the margins, number one? And number two, I would like to understand the R&D expenses, whether the advertising expenses that we are incurring in this year or this quarter.
I think margins, we have already talked a number of times here also, that margins on PVC segment will be squeezed. But at the same time, we are expecting better margins and improvement in pipes and fitting segment.
That is due to the prices, right, sir?
Based on volume.
Okay, perfect. And the R&D and the advertising cost, sir?
That has always been between 1 and 1.5%, and that is how it will be.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pankaj Kumar from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for giving the opportunity. Sir, my question pertains to the, basically, the you said we will be reaching the normalized realization, say, in coming quarters, in 2-3 quarters, something. That's what you're targeting. I just want to understand to what extent we need to take the price hike or may to achieve this normalization.
See, if you see the margin slowly, it is coming back to normal. Now, if we see on YOY basis,
yeah,
in this quarter, Q2, last year it was 3.2, which is 5.3% this year. last two, previous two quarters, if you see, we were already about 7-8%. So the prices are coming back to normal. Maybe some catching up to do in next few quarters.
Okay. Because if I look at your last two quarters, we were having the margins in the range of around 8 rupees per kg, kind of a bit, 8.5 rupees something. So that is somewhere, that is the normal level that we have seen in the past also.
Historically, yes.
Yeah. So so whether we have achieved this or we are yet to achieve, or we, there is a further scope.
This is what shows we are almost there.
Okay. 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 Okay, and sir, second question pertains to the CPVC side. What kind of margin that we get in the segment?
See, they are higher, of course, in non-agri is higher than agri, and within non-agri, CPVC is higher. But it is not as high it was as it was probably 2 years back. But yes, it is higher.
Okay, okay.
And giving percentage will not help because our volumes are so low. It doesn't really make large impact on the total.
True, true. So once you achieve, say, 20,000 ton, what you, that is what you are targeting in a couple of years, so probably that will give you the, so at that level, probably what could be the
at
margin?
At level also, it will be the volume will be 5% of the total or less than that, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
So it will not have major impact on overall margin. Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. And sir, lastly on this free cash flow generation that we have, of course we are increasing our PVC capacity, say 10 to 15% every year. But what are the other segment that we are looking at in order to diversify from, say, PVC based piping to other or say in what time frame we probably may look at something like that?
So we are concentrating on our product portfolio, increasing the fittings portfolio, and we are concentrating only on PVC segment and CPVC segment. The market is so large that we have not been looking at other sectors at present.
Okay. Okay, sir. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Mehta from Optimum Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Just wanted the split for the PVC production through the EDC and VCM route. Could you give us the details?
Yeah, it keeps on changing. Actually, it doesn't really matter if you look at the annual figures. Total 250,000 tons we will be producing, of which about 100,000 tons will be from the VCM route.
Okay. Okay, sir. So quarterly there may be variations, but annually around 100,000 tons is what you will make from VCM.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harshit Dhoot from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Just for follow-up question, sir. One of my question is answered of the PVC breakup. And second, as you said that we are maintaining 100 days of inventory for PVC as PVC prices has declined. So can we see the inventory loss in upcoming quarters?
No, as I said, this keeps on happening. 100 days of inventory normally is always there. So when there is a rise, there may be some gain. When there is drop, there may be some loss. So it is a normal. Unless there is sharp, drastic fall or rise, it doesn't affect.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Shah as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for good set of numbers. Yesterday, Supreme Industries declared the results. And their operating margin in the pipe segment was 13%, and we are at 5%. So how should we read such a huge divergence? Means, can you explain?
This is because of the products basket. If you know, we are much higher in the agri segment, where margins are lower, the fittings volumes are lower. So normally this 5.1% is in this monsoon quarter, but if you look annually, our normal margins in pipes fitting segments have always been around 8%.
Okay.
So our 70% goes in the agri segment.
Okay, but still it's a, that's a huge gap of around 500 basis points over your normalized margin.
If you're comparing with Supreme.
Supreme, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and sir, what is this inverse relationship between EDC and caustic? Can you explain in some detail?
If you understand how caustic is made, you know, caustic is made through sodium chloride by electrolysis. So when you make caustic, you also make chlorine.
And chlorine doesn't have any kind of usage except the major sink for chlorine is EDC. So when caustic chlorine plants have got a very high caustic prices, they are tempted to make more production. So when caustic is produced more, chlorine is also produced more. Now you have to sink it, and that is how it goes to EDC. And then EDC volume also goes up, whereas there is no, with that glut in the market, the prices on EDC will come down.
Okay.
So at one point of time, it will be like this. For making caustic, you are disposing of chlorine at subsidized prices. And that is how EDC prices fall. Okay.
And vice versa. Okay, sir.
Have I explained right?
Yes. Understood perfectly, sir. Okay. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who would like to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from Edelweiss Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations for a good set of numbers. Sir, I just wanted to know about the other comprehensive income which we had reported for a quarter. Can you explain a little bit on that?
If you see the main figure, that will be because of the investment. Equity investment in Phenolic Cables.
Okay. Because of equity, gone down, so that's why.
Yes.
That's why the book entry happened.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Any participants would like to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments. Thank you, and over to you.
I think thank you, gentlemen, for all your questions. I think we have given you the answers to your satisfaction, and we look forward to your continued support to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Investec India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. And you may now disconnect your lines.